So we all know that the Hunter Valley is one of the leading areas of New South Wales. Sometimes it's not good to be at the top of the pile. And we got some statistics this week from the Heart Foundation that would suggest that we need to be doing a little bit better about our health. Joining me to have a chat about it is Deb Moore, a Senior Heart Health Coordinator. Deb, how are you this morning?
Really well, thanks, Andrew. How are you doing?
I'm okay, but on behalf of the Hunter Valley, I think we're not doing very well as a community health-wise, are we?
No, the snapshot of stats doesn't look great for the Hunter Valley, unfortunately. Like you said, sometimes it's great to be top of the pile, but in some situations we need to probably do a few things differently to lower that level.
Well, one of the examples is out of the 28 regions of New South Wales, we rank equal 10th with deaths from coronary heart disease. 10 out of 28 is not very good. Does that just come down to our weight? Is that the be-all and end-all of this sort of problem?
Oh, look, it's not just weight, although weight is part of the equation. And in the Hunter Valley region, you're third on the list, I'm sorry to say. So 42% of the population are carrying too much weight, excess weight. But I think it's also a number of other factors. It's the food we take in, it's the smoking rates in the region, it's the lack of physical activity, it's the genetic history, which we don't have a lot of control over. But if you've got family members who have had coronary heart disease, you are at greater risk of developing similar conditions. So I think that when you're aware of this, it's really important to understand the things that you can do that are changeable, and a lot of heart disease risk factors are quite preventable through behaviour change and lifestyle risk modification. So not just weight, but there's a whole range of things that are feeding into that equation, Andrew.
I think on behalf of a number of people that work in the mines, you know, the 12-hour shifts are really predominant for the work that a lot of people here do. It's really hard to come home after 12 hours working and maybe a half-hour odd drive and go, you know what, I'm going to go for a half-hour run tonight. It is difficult to factor that into our lifestyle.
It is, and no one's saying that there's a quick fix, but the activity of not doing it or the behaviour of not doing it is what's feeding into these statistics. And it doesn't have to be a half-hour run. It can be bouts of 10 minutes of moderate exercise. And obviously the more you do, the better. But I think also looking at the equation of your physical activity levels along with your sleep habits, your smoking habits, and your diet pattern or your nutritional intake. So there's a number of factors, and I completely understand that whole concept of doing a long gig at work, driving. You just want to chill out when you're home or go and catch up on your sleep. But starting to make the habit or break that habit to make a new habit of engaging in a little bit of activity in that process, and whether you do that with a buddy or with a friend to help the motivation to keep that going, after a few weeks it'll just start to be the norm where you do get out of the truck and you do go for that 10-minute walk around the block before you then take that next step of your afternoon or your evening, whichever shift you're on.
One thing is for certain, the problem is not going to fix itself. We need to be part of our own solution. Deb Moore, it is a problem, but we're on to it and we will get something done. Thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it.
Oh, my pleasure. And don't forget the Heart Foundation's website and our helpline, 13 11 12, is a great resource and a great place to start.
Great work. Thanks again, Deb.
Thanks.